Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara is continuing the sugi of Kachal. The Ikka sugi of Kachal we already learned through on the previous shiur, and now the Gemara goes a little bit further. The Gemara says, Kisolik Rabbi Loza Ashkel is Iri. When Rabbi Loza went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found Ziri, the Amari Ziri, Amalei Ikatana das Nayu l'Rav Kachal. Is there somebody that taught Rav the halachas of Kachal? Achvilei Bitzik Rav Dimi, Ishonim Bitzik Rav Dimi, he's the one that taught Rav the halachas of Kachal. Amalei Anilei Shinisilei Kachal Kol Iker, which means, I did not teach him that Kachal was Aser. The Rav Bika Matza V'Gadda Begeder. The Rav that said that Kachal was Aser was because there was a problem. People didn't know about the Issa Basa B'cholav, and therefore he went to ask the Kachal to take care of a specific problem that they had. That was the first Lashon of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, Yavkana Masni Hachi, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba Masni Hachi, Masni, Ano Kachal Shal Menika Shenisilar, if this way of Dimi said, I taught him about a Kachal of a Menika, Umvipulash Rav Chia Shonalei Kachal Stam. And it was the Pilber of Rav Chia that he learned Kachal Stam. Atkan the Gemara, because at the first Lashon of Yitzchak Rav Dimi said, I didn't tell him that it was Aser. He himself said it was Aser, but not Mekir Adim, but because he wanted to be Machmer on them because they didn't know Hilchos Basa B'Cholav. And the second Lashon of Yitzchak Rav Dimi said, I taught him a difference that Menika was Aser and non-Menika was not Aser. If the animal was actually nursing to the calves, so then there was much more milk in the cow, that's Aser. And he learned from the Papula Shurab Chia that it was that it didn't apply to all Kachal. Now the three Shittas in Rishonim, what exactly is this Gemara talking about? We have Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ramban. Rashi holds he's going on the Gemara earlier that Rav said that Kachal is Mutta B'diavit. And the second Lashon Rav said Kachal was Asur B'diavit. And that's referring to either, according to Rashi, by Tzli, where you don't have, it's not cooked in a pot at all, and the milk that comes out doesn't go back in, or, according to other Rishayim, it means Kedair Bifnei Atzma, where you don't have any other meat, so the Kachal won't answer itself. Where there the din is L'chatchila you need Kriya. And B'di'evid, the tool is Shainis of Rav, if it's also without Kriya. And the Gemara came out, the Tanya Kavasya, the first Lashon, that it's Mutta without Kriya. So according to this, this is what this Gemara means. Rabbi Loza was aware of the Lashon Sheni of Rav. He understood that Rav held it was Aser B'di'evid if you didn't do Kriya. So only talking about B'di'evid, and the elder that Rav said was Aser B'di'evid if you didn't do Kriya, and he wanted to know who taught Rav that, and he found that Rav never said it. Rav never said it was Aser B'di'evid without Kriya. Rav just said it in a case where Bika Matzah V'gadah B'geder, in a case where they weren't keeping the laws of Hilchos Basa B'cholav properly, that's where he Aser B'di'evid without Kriya. And the second Lashon was that by Menika, that's where if Yitzchak Rav Dimi taught him it was Aser B'di'evid without Kriya, Dafka by Menika. But he misunderstood Rabbi Chia, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara, that Rabbi Chia didn't say that it was clearly by Menika because he thought everyone would understand it, and Rav did not, and that's why Rav said it's Aser B'di'evid without Kriya. But really, only Menika is Aser B'di'evid without Kriya. So the Ramban is a little bothered. If this is really the pshat, so l'chayr ha'alachal l'maisa, we should say, this chilek, the Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dimi is telling us, that there is an issa b'di'evid by Menika. Because the reason why we came out earlier, like the Lishna Kama of Rav, that it's mutta b'di'evid without Kriya, is because of the Braisa. The Braisa says, Tanya k'lishna kama de Rav, k'chal shebishle b'chol b'mutter. So you see b'di'evid, it's mutter. But maybe that's talking about if it's not Menika. So the Ramban says, well, since the Braisa was a Mechalik, it's mashma that even Menika particularly, because it says Shebishlei Bechalbay, it sounds like there is a lot of Chalav there, and it asks, what's the difference between Kachal and Keva? And it says, this is Kanis, this is not Kanis. In other words, it sounds like we're talking about a Menika. But this is the first pshat in the Gemara. We're going on B'di'evid, when you didn't do Kriya, in a case where anyway we pass in like the Lashon, it's Mutta B'di'evid. The first Lashon here says that there is no Lashon of Aser B'di'evid because Rav only said it Bika Matzah V'gadah B'geder. And the second Lashon says that Rav's Makar really should have been dafka by Manika Tzasa B'dievin, and we don't even paskin like that. That's Rashi's pshat. Taisa's pshat in the sugi is that we're talking about, is it mutter by Kriya Shasivere V'tachay B'kaisel? The Gemara earlier, when you do Kriya Shasivere V'tachay B'kaisel, it's mutter no matter what. That's the pashtus how you learn. Even to cook it with other meat, even by kedei or whatever kedei means, but shesivei v'tachay b'kaisel works. And this Gemara is now discussing a new topic. Is there such a shita that even shesivei v'tachay b'kaisel does not work? And that's really the hemshech, that it says that surah they didn't eat kechal, upon bedisa they did. It sounds like in surah they didn't eat at all. That means in surah they weren't makel even with shesivei v'tachay b'kaisel. Next, the next Gemara, where Rami Bar Tamri, the who Rami Bar Dekuli, came and everyone threw out the kachal and he ate it. They threw it out. It sounds like there was no Eitzah. And he ate it, presumably, Ayadei Kriya Shasiv Erev. So the Gemara is not discussing what's the din b'dieved without Kriya. The Gemara is discussing what's the din even with Kriya, even Lechatchila. If Kriya Shasiv Erev Tachab Kaisel, is that work, Lechatchila? Well, no. It's also even with that, it doesn't even work b'dieved. So there, when Rabbi Elazar asked Iri, is there a Tana that was masni to Rav Kachal, he meant, is there such a shita which he had heard, Besura, Surah is the Asher the Rav, which you now need Kachal altogether. There's no, is an Issa Kachal no matter what you do. So first, the first Lashon says, Rabbi Yitzchak Avdimi said, no, I never taught him that. It was something that he did as a special chumra. Bika matzah v'gadda b'gadda, because they didn't know hulchas basa b'chalav, that's why he asked them, even with kriya, shasivei v'tachay b'kaisel. That was the first lashon. And the second lashon is, that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was saying, that a kachal shel menika is, that doesn't help shasivei v'tachay b'kaisel, it's too much milk. So that doesn't help kriya, shasivei v'tachay b'kaisel. But Rav misunderstood Rabbi Chiya. He thought Rabbi Chiya was saying that it's aser, even by not menika. And forget, I guess somebody argues on the Mishnah. See, Paschal, not like the Mishnah, but really no one argues on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not talking about Menika. And Menika is also even by Shasirei V'tachay B'kaisel. So that's the second pshat thing about it. Taisus pshat. We're discussing Kachal. Is there any heter for Kachal? Could we use the heter of Kriya Shasirei V'tachay B'kaisel? So again, the question is, so why don't we say L'maskanas HaGemara, that by Menika we should ask it even by Shasivei V'tachay B'kaisel if he Taisus. So Taisus says we don't pask like this Lashon. We pask like the first Lashon, that the whole thing was a mistake, that Rav never said it was Asur, which Shasivei V'tachay B'kaisel was only Bika Matzah V'gadah B'gadah. And what's the Rai we pask in that way? First of all, because Shabitzik by Yosef ate the Kachal, and Abaya was bothered that Ravin didn't eat the Kachal, and L'chayr were talking about a Menika, because if not talking about a Menika, why wouldn't Ravin eat from it? And we're talking about this case of Kriya Shasivei V'tachay B'kaisel. And the same thing with Rami Bar Tami, the Rami Bar Dekula. He ate the Kachal, and L'chayr the discussion is by a Menika, because he ate all the Kachals they threw out, and obviously some of them were Menika. So la'alacha, we don't paskin like the second Lashon, we paskin that both cases are mutter, both Menika and Eina Menika. That's the second pshat in the Gemara. The third pshat is the Ramban. The Ramban holds that the first Lashon held that Rav asked Kachal, and the first Lashon explained that Rav only asked Kachal because Bika Matzah V'gadah B'gadah. But the second Lashon held that Rav was matter Kachal, and Rav said you could eat a Kachal without any Kriya, no Kriya Shasivei, no Tachay B'kaisel, you're allowed to eat the Kachal. As long as you're cooking it b'fnei atzmai. Aye, the Mishnah says you have to do Kriya. And the Mishnah is talking about cooking it b'fnei atzmai because the Mishnah says b'dieved ein oivel lav. And that means it's mutter like we said before. So Teretz says, the din that you need Kriya l'chatchila is dafka by Menika. But if it's not Menika, you don't need Kriya l'chatchila. But the Ramban says, according to his pshat, that the mipipulah Rav Chiya shanalah kachal stam means not that it was a mistake. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi held that the din kriya by kachal, the din kriya lechatchil is dafka by menika, and the mipipulah Rav Chiya was saying that no, you always need kriya even when it's not menika. The Rambam brings a Tosefta that says, "Kachal shlaminika kare meitzi ischalba lekare ina over olav." So that sounds like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, that the din that you need kriya lechatchila, and the evidence mutter without it, is dafka by menika. Perhaps when it's not menika, you don't even need kriya lechatchila. But you could learn that this Tosefta means that even in the case of menika, lekare ina over olav. And we pass in the Chumra that you need kriya even when it's not menika. So these are the three pshat. The Rashi holds it, we're talking about what's the din b'di'evad without kriya. And that the first lashon holds it's mutter, the second lashon holds that according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi is a chilik menika, not menika, and according to Rav it's aser in all cases. And we paskin that it's mutter. Taisus holds the question is, does shesi ve'erev and tachiv b'kaisel help? And according to the first lashon, yes. And according to the second lashon, perhaps it won't help by menika, but we paskin like the first lashon. And the Ramban holds, is there a din l'chatchila to do kriya? At least in the second lashon, that's the discussion. That could be the whole din l'chatchila do kriya is dafka by menika. And the Gemara says that Rav Lamaisa held not that way and held it was even when it was not menika. Now the lashon atur, and it really comes from the lashon of the Rashban and Taras Abayis and the Rambam in Hilchos Mechasuras Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis, is ukhal shaloi karai, bein shal tana shaloi nika, bein shal gadai la asla vashloi. A kachal which doesn't have kriya, doesn't matter if it's katana which is not menika, or gadaila which is menika, asla vashloi. So the Beis Yosef was bothered, he learned the Gemara like Taisus, that the havamina was, that the tzad was, that by menika, even shasiv erev and tachiv because it don't work. So it's not a vart of asul of ashley. That's bachal not a chiddush. The chiddush is that it's asul of ashley b'lei kriya is pashit. The chiddush is that even menika it helps. It's mutter ayde kriya shasir evin tachet bekaisel. But that it's asul of ashley, the iser it's pashit that it's sai menika sai ene menika. So Meil the Beis Yosef says that al karchach the Rambam and the Rashba and the Tur held like Rashi. That the sight of the Gemara is that it's mutter b'di'evad without kriya, that was a havamina that maybe by menika not. Kamashmal, even by menika, it's mutter b'di'evad without kriya. So the Rambam is going on the halacha of what it says right afterwards. Of a bishul fiatzmi mutter lo'echloi. As it says, kachal shalekarei, bein shaltanish l'nika, bein shalgdel osu l'vashloi. Of a bishul fiatzmi mutter lo'echloi, and that applies even to menika. But the Gaon says, Pashas the other way. Pashas, it's correct that the Rambam couldn't be learning like Taisus, but Pashas the Rambam is learning like the Ramban. That there was a Havimina that non-menika doesn't need Kriya L'chatchila. And then it fits perfectly. The Rambam is saying, Kachal Shalei Karei, Bein Shalei K'tana Shalei Nika, Bein Shalei G'dayla, Asla Vashlei, Issa Bishlos, even by K'tana Shalei Nika, not only by menika. The Din Kriya L'chatchila is in all cases. And now let's see the Gemara Vayda. The Gemara says the incident of Rami Bar Dekule, who's Rami Bar Tamra from Pampadisa, and he came to Sur and Erev Yom Kippur, and everyone took out their kachals and threw it out, and he went and he took it and he ate it, and they brought him to Rav Chista, and Rav Chista said, why did you eat the kachal? In our place the minig is not to eat the kachal. And the Gemara Lechari means, even with Kriya Shesirev and Tachav B'Kaisel. That's how Lechari, all the Rishayim learned this Gemara. And he said, I come from the Asher of Yehuda. And there we do eat the Kachal. And he told him, but don't you hold to the din of Naisanah of Chumri Makam Shiatsu Misham, Chumri Makam Shalach L'Sham? So even if you come from a place where they matter, but since in our place the Minig is to Asher, so you're not allowed to eat the Kachal. So he said, Chutzot Chum HaChutzenu. I ate a Chutzot Chum. So Melech wasn't bound by the Chumri Makam Shalach L'Sham. So this sugya of Chumri Makam Shiatzim Misham, Chumri Makam Shalach L'Sham is early in Dafit Chesim and Beis. We gave a shiur then on it. And we said, Rav Paiskim Paskim like Taisus, that there really is no case where you're bound by both Chumris. Because the Gemara Sachim says that Rabbi Rabbi Chana came from Eretz Yisrael and he ate the chalev that was mutter in Eretz Yisrael, but there were no Yisr in Bavel. And when Amiram came in, he hid it, and they told him, why do you have to hide it from us? We're not Ami Aretz, we're not Kusim. In front of Ami Aretz, you have to hide it, they won't understand, but in front of us, you don't have to hide it. So the Gemara says, how is he allowed to eat the chalev in Bavel? Don't you have the chumri makam shalach l'sham? So Rav Ashi had answered that since he was daite lachzor, you don't have the chumri makam shalach l'sham. You don't have the chumri makam of the place where he's going if you're planning, you're not planning on staying there, you're planning going back to your place. Now the Gemara early in Daf Yechesim and Beis has a case where Rabbi Zeir came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and he ate the hagroma, a psul shchita, which in Bavel they held it was a psul shchita, but in Eretz Yisrael they did not. And he ate it. And the Gemara says, what happened to the chumrei makom sheyatzei misham, because he came from Bavel. And the Gemara says, when you're not planning on returning, you don't have the chumrei makom sheyatzei misham. So Rabbi Abachanan came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and he was planning on returning. He didn't have the chumras in Bavel because he was planning on returning to Eretz Yisrael. And Abzerah that came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and he was not planning on returning, he also didn't have the chumras of Bavel because he's not planning on returning there. So Taisa says, I'll upon him in one Taisa, and this is the way Rav Feiskim go, that all depends on the place you're planning on staying. If you're planning on returning, you have both the chumris and the kulis of the place you came from. If you're planning on staying there, you have both the chumris and the kulis of the place you are. There's grada din, even if you're planning on returning, of lo yishanim ne'am machlekes, which has its own gedar. But not all rishanim hold that way. Even though if you put both these two gemaras together, that's what should come out. The gemara Sachem says when you're planning on returning, you don't have the chumri makain shahalach l'sham. And the Gemara here in Chesu Beis says when you're not planning on returning, you don't have the Chumri Makam Sheyatzei Misham. So it sounds like if you're planning on returning, then you only have the Chumri Makam Sheyatzei Misham. And if you're not planning on returning, you only have the Chumri Makam Shalach L'sham. But, like we said, the Rambam Mishtarik Mashma, and there are other Rishayim, and even one other Turetzim and Taisis, that hold that no, that you always would have the Chumri Makam Shalach L'sham, even if you're planning on returning. Or you would always have the chumri makom sheyatzei misham, even if you're not planning on returning. Now this Gemara is mashma klar that you have the chumri makom shehalach l'sham, as long as, except for the thing of chutz l'tchum, even though you're planning on returning. Because the Gemara asked the kasha on Rambam ben Tamri, why did he eat the kechal? Why wasn't he nay the chumri makom shehalach l'sham? And he said because of chutz l'tchum. Why did he just say he was planning on returning? So the Ran in the fourth parak of Sachem, he says simply that he was trying to say that even if he was ein daite lachzo bimutter, because it was chutz l'tchum, enechinami if he was daite lachzo bimutter stamazai, but even ein daite lachzo, it's mutter because it's chutz l'tchum. So come at a chindish. He's coming from Makayim, Lamakim, he's coming from a makim where they're makel to a makim they're machmir, and he's ain dait the lachzer, so he's gonna get the chumre makim shalach l'sham, but he doesn't get the chumre makim shalach l'sham if he's chutz l'tchum. The Magen Avraham reads ice in Tov Samaches, he brings this ran, and he says this is all before he actually moved in. He's going from a makim that they're makel to a makim they're machmir, and he didn't move in yet, he's not kaveya there yet, and right now he's chutz l'tchum. He could still be makel, like the makim is coming from, even though he doesn't intend to return there, because he didn't come yet, he didn't yet, wasn't yet kevei in this place, and he's chutz l'tchum. Now, there's a tshuva Sarajba in Chelek Aleph, Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, that's bothered. He said, Agamar is clearly not daite lachzer. I mean, not ain't daite lachzer, it clearly is daite lachzer. First of all, when he said that he's from the Aser Rav Yehuda, obviously, he meant that he's coming back to the Aser Rav Yehuda. It means I'm a citizen of the Aser Rav Yehuda. That's I'm a resident of that town. So obviously, it was Daita Larzer. And secondly, why did he think if the halacha is at any time it's Daita Larzer, it's mutter? So why would Rav Chista think that it was in Daita Larzer and ask him the question in the first place? That's what the Rashi was bothered with. The Bri Chadash in Siman Tav Samaches says it's not Muchach Dizkashus. I mean, he could say me Aser Rav Yehuda, meaning I originally came from that place. And therefore, I'm not bound to the chumris because I come from that place. I'm not bound to the chumris of this place. And that the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Once you came to this place and you ain't by the lachz, you are bound. And that was the Gemara said. He didn't come yet. He was chutz l'tchum. But the Agayis Tam Seif on the Pri Chadash says it's a little bit shrei from the end of the Gemara that he said that if you come to the Asid Rav Yudah, I'll show you my chruf. In other words, here I'm out of town. I'm not where I belong. If you'd be with me in the Asid Rav Yudah, I would show you that I'm even more charif. That sounds like he still lived there. The Leiv Aryeh here also made that a arif. But the Rambam Sachem is mashmei nechinami. It's not the pshat that really we know that he was ein daitelag. So the point was he wanted to answer a question that even if I'm ein daitelag, so it would still be mutter because I ate a chutz l'tchum. So male is not negeya if he's daitelagzer or not. Even if he's ein daitelagzer, it will be mutter. But kamuvan, it's a ksas daichik. The Ari Shainim, the Ramban and Melchames, the Imsachim in the fourth parak, and the Rashi and Tshuva, like we mentioned, Chelak Alf, Simchim, and Shinlam, and Zayin, that brings a raya from this Gemara, that even by Daite Lachzer, you have the Chumrei Makim Shalach L'Sham. But the problem is, what do you do with the Gemara there in Psachim, that says that Rabbi Rabbi Chana, when he came to Bavel, he continued eating the Chelev, which he didn't eat in Bavel, and the reason why he didn't have Chumrei Makim Shalach L'Sham is because he's Daite Lachzer. Clearly, from that Gemara, that by Daite Lachzer, you don't have the Chumrei Makim Shalach L'Sham. So there are three Mahalchim in the Rishonim, which you could say to answer this question. The Ramban HaMelchames, Imsachim says, he makes a chilek between a minig that's a halacha, and a minig that's a chumra. When you have chalukei minhagim, it's a yisaynis like a chilek. When you have chalukei minhagim, sometimes the chalukei minhagim is that it's a machlokes in halacha, it's a machlokes in psak, it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Baalei Tosfos, who we paskin like, or how we paskin in a certain case, or how to understand the Gemara. It's a machlokes in halacha. So certain kehillos do like the Mekilim, and certain do like the Mechmir. So that's a question. You could keep the halacha of your minig, of your makim, the minig of your makim in regard to the psak halacha. So there, if you go to another place, if you daita to stay there, so now you have the chumras of that place. But if you daite lachzer, then you don't have to keep the chumras of that place. And that was the issue of the chaylev there, Imsachim, where the machlokes about the chaylev was, is it asr, is it mutter? It was a machlokes. Some held it was asr, some held it was mutter. So since he came from Eretz Yisrael, where there they held it was mutter, and he was daite lachzer, he doesn't have to do the chumras of the makam shalach l'shal. But there's a certain type of minhagim, where the pshat is everyone knows it's mutter, but there's a chumra that we're naig. There's a minig. Minhage chumra. Very important thing. A lot of times we have a lach in Shulchan Aruch that came from a minig. That the minig was, they decided to be machmel. Either Rabbanim Feshteis, if it was just regular people, then it's called a minig tais. Doesn't have it. This is not binding. But if it's Alpi the Gedalim, and they decided we should be machmel about such a thing, Shalai Mikir Adin, so that is the din of a minig. And everyone has to follow the minig if you're in that makam. And if in some mekaymis that minig wasn't a spasha, there they makel. So in those mekaymis it can be makel. But if you go to another makaym, even if you die de lachzer, you have to be machma like that makaym. So kechal, we're discussing kechal with kriya, shesivere v'ntacha b'kaisel, where there everyone understands that it's mutter. That they didn't eat in the surah was a minig they decided to be machma, kind of like the bikkur matzah v'gadah begedim. But that was the chumra, and they're all neig that chumra, so that becomes binding. So there, even if you died to lachzer, you came from a makam that didn't have the chumra, and you died to lachzer, but since it's not a machlekes in din, in other words, according to your makam, that other makam is making, so to speak, a mistake, and that they hold that halacha is incorrect. So even if you died to lachzer, you're still part of that makam, so you don't have to be chayshu b'chal, even in that makam. Masha'en Kain, if it's a minig of a chumra, everyone agrees to the halacha. This makam is machmir, and this makam is not. As long as you're in the makam that's machmir, you have to be neig that chumra even by daita lachzer. So that's the Ramban's chilek. That's the first chilek in the Rishonim, why the Gemara Misachim, Rabbi Rabbi Chana, by the chaylev, was allowed to eat the chaylev in Bavel because he was daita lachzer. Masha'en Kain, Rabbi Batarmi had to be chutz l'tchum, because that's a shayla in halacha. And a shayla and halacha, as long as you daita lachzer, you don't have to keep that chumra b'chlal, even in that makam. Hashaken here was a minig of chumra. A minig of chumra you have to keep as long as in the makam, even by daita lachzer. Ramban HaMelchames Imsachim. Second shot is, what Taisha says in Afyachesim Abayis in his other teretz, that there's a difference, two makamis in one medina, or two different medinas, like Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. When you're dealing with two different medinas, So then, you don't have to be neig the chumre makam of the other medina entirely if you're planning on returning to your medina. That's Rabbi Bechana Msachet. Now, Shankin, two cities in the same medina, they're both in Bavel. There, you would have to be knowing the chumris of the second makam, even if you died to Lagzer, because you're anyway in Bavel. Chaz, if you're not neshtayach to this makam mechlal because you live in an entirely different medina, and you died to Lagzer, you don't have to keep the chumris. But if you live in the same medina, so good. So, Kolzman, you are in the makam, and you come from the makam that's being makal in this medina, fine. But if you go to the makam that's being machmi, you can't say this is not my minig. You're also in this medina. You happen to come from the other ear, but in this ear, since you're also from this medina, you have to be machmir. The Teretz Chaim says that this is the pshat in the Gemara, like Tosfos Teretz there in the Chesam and Beis. And the third Teretz, a little similar, is the Teretz in the Tshuvas HaRashba, but not, he doesn't make a chiluk like Tosfos between two cities in one medina, or two entirely different medinas. He says if Emerson Abaye already said a teretz, and he said it in both places, both on the Gemara in Psachim, where Rabbi Chana was dait de lakzer and didn't do the chumras of Bavel, and the Gemara here in Chulin, after Chesem and Beis, Reb Zeira, who went teretz Yisrael, and was ein dait de lakzer and didn't do the chumras of Bavel. Abaye says when it's a question of Yisrael against Bavel, or it's Yisrael against Bavel, it's Yisrael always wins. Because Eretz Yisrael was better than Bavel. It was a bigger mile than Bavel. They were bigger to Minei Chachamim. Eretz Yisrael, Bavel was kaf of Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael always wins. You have to keep both chumris when you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, or from Bavel to Bavel. But if you're going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to keep the chumris of Bavel, or when you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, that's Gemara Psachim, then you don't have to keep the chumris of the Makom Shehalach L'Sham of Bavel. That was the Abaye said. So if Ashi was just coming off Abaya, he was saying you can't do exactly like Abaya. It's not the pshat that you don't have to be neig in the chumras of Bavel against Eretz Yisrael in all cases. It's just when you're not dait de lachzer, in the case where you're going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, or when you are dait de lachzer, in the case where you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, in that case you don't have to be chayshu Bavel. If you're not staying in Bavel or not going back to Bavel, then you could keep the coolest of Eretz Yisrael. But otherwise, you would have to be neig the chumras of Bavel. So the whole din of Rav Ashi of Dait the Lachzer and Ein Dait the Lachzer is only betzirif the fact that Bavel is inferior to Eretz Yisrael, and in Mela, then you don't have to keep the chumras of Bavel in the case that you're coming from Bavel by Ein Dait the Lachzer, or in the case when you're going to Bavel by Dait the Lachzer. But in all other cases, the Dait the Lachzer and Ein Dait the Lachzer make no difference. You have to keep both chumras. That's the Rajva's Teretz. So because we have four Mahalchim, why would not matter for Rabbi Bar Tamri because he was Dait the Lachzer when in the Gemara in Sachem Rabbi Bar Bechana was able to eat the Chalev, which was Asur and Bavel because of Dait the Lachzer? We have the Ran's Teretz simply that Rabbi Bar Tamri was Ein Dait the Lachzer, and even so was Mutter Chutz Lachum as long as he wasn't Kaveh yet. Or even if he personally happened to be Dait Delachzer, but he wanted to answer even if he's Ein Dait Delachzer. We have the Teretz in Ramban that makes the Chilutim and Hagim that are shilas in what the Halacha is, with their Dait Delachzer would exempt you from doing the Chumris. And shilas in, we know what the Halacha is, he's a Chumris set the Nayig, where even by Dait Delachzer you would have to keep them. And we have the Teretz that no, even by Dait Delachzer you do have to keep the Chumris. But it's only if it's in a different medina, Taizun Yechesem Abayz, or only if it's Eretz Yisrael against Bavel, the Tshuvas HaRashba Sin Lamed Zayin, then you have the Heter of Dait Delachzer. The Levi says the Geshmak of Shad in this Gemara, not like what the Rishayim say, but you could say this Pshat in the Shita that holds that it's all Tali and Dait Delishtakeh, which is L'chari the Shita of Rav Peskim, that he said that even in a case where you don't have to keep the makam, the chumras of makam shalach l'sham, there's a din of ayishanim, they are machlekes. You go to a place where they're machmer, from a place where they're not machmer, and you're planning on going back, and the din is you don't have to keep the chumras makam shalach l'sham, but only petzina. But for hesha, you do have to keep them. And they are machlekes. And they brought the dinim in that. Mazak lev ayay, the case was the eighth of kachal, and it says, I see a kami derafista. They brought him to rafista. Obviously, he didn't do it petzina. Obviously, people saw him eating the kachal. The people saw him, and they were offended, and they held he was doing the wrong thing, and they brought him to Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says, why are you eating kachal? He says, I come from Asher Rav Yehuda. So the question that he asked in Chumim Makom Shalach L'Sham was, even if you died the Langzer, but you still have to keep the Chumim Makom Shalach L'Sham, then they have Machlaikis. And you did it in front of the people. So his teretz was, Kumtais Abin Chiddush, that even if you're doing it b'fehesya, but if you're doing it chutz l'tchum, it's also mutter. And he explains, because the machlokes is, if I do it in your shtat, in this shtat, we don't eat kachal. You can't eat kachal in our shtat. But if I'm doing it chutz l'tchum, even though I'm doing it in front of you and I'm very close to your city, but I'm not in your city. So what do you mean in your city we don't eat kachal? But I'm not in your city. I'm at it at chum. I'm at it at chum, so then I do what I do. And there's no mogul for machlokes b'chai gavna. We'll come at a chiddush ledina. That's what Leiv Ari wants to say pshat in the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes on with the story. Rav Chista asked him, why did he eat the kal? And he said he comes from the Asher de Rav Yehuda. And he asked him, what about Noisam Chum Emaka and Shalach L'Sham? And he said, because it was Chutzot Chum, like we explained. And he asked him, how did you roast it? And he said he used the leftover lease of the grapes. And he said, what about the problem that it might be from Yayin Nesach? And he says, after 12 months, they're already dry. They have no Yayin Nesach in it. And he said, well, maybe it's Gezel, belongs to someone. And he says, no. It already has moss growing on it. So you see that whoever owned it doesn't care about it anymore. To Yishbailim. And then the Gemara says that he saw he wasn't wearing tefillin. So he said, why aren't you wearing tefillin? And he says he's a chayle me'ayim. Because Rav Yehuda says, chayle me'ayim is pater from tefillin. So the Gemara says, the Gemaldega Alocha, Nilchas Tefillin, it's in Simon Lamed Chesed, Arichayim, that a Chayla Me'ayim is Pater from Tefillin. Just a few Pratim. First question is, why is the Chayla Me'ayim Pater from Tefillin? Second question is he only Pater, or is it even Osir? And the third question is, what about other sicknesses? Is that a Pter from Tefillin? So going with the last question first, the Beis Yosef and Simon Lamechess brings a Maril Chai that says that all Chaylam are Patef and Tefillin, there's Yerushalmi, which says that pretty clearly. And the question is, so why did Gemara say a Chaylam Me'ayim, a stomach ailment, is Patef from Tefillin if all Chaylam are Patef? And the Beis Yosef said that the reason why Chaylam are Patef and Tefillin, the Rambam says in Alashin that someone who's mitzdar and he can't have the Yishev and Das, he's Patef from Tefillin because Tefillin needs Das, it can't have Hesach Adas, it still has Hesach Adas by Tefillin. So a Chayli that's Patef in Tefillin is someone who's sick in bed, he's in pain, and he's not able to concentrate on wearing Tefillin. So he's Patef in Tefillin. But someone like Rami Batamri, who's walking around and doing things, even if he were to have an ailment, that would not Patef in Tefillin because he'd be able to concentrate. For him, that's why he needs the Ptur of Chayli Me'ayim, even if he doesn't have Tzar. He's not sick in bed, he's not in pain, but if the ailment is a stomach ailment, he has an upset stomach, so then he's patur from tefillin. Now the question, why he's patur from tefillin, Rashi here says, they should tzarech l'chotz and tadir. It sounds like, because it's too big of a tirch of him to put on tefillin, because he's constantly going to have to be taking them off. That's the ptur. Now there's a taisis in Ksuvis, where the Gemara brings down that Rebbe, when he was dying, and he was dying of a chayli me'ayim, it's Tezan Kavdalim and Aleph on the top, that it says that he was having such a hard time taking off his tefillin, putting on his tefillin, so the question is, he was a chayli me'ayim, why is he wearing tefillin? And Tezan there mentions, a chayli me'ayim can't wear tefillin because it's impossible to be careful. You have to be careful that it shouldn't come l'idei hafacha. He shouldn't pass gas while he's wearing tefillin. A chayla mayim won't be able to be careful. And he says that Rebbe, since he was so kaddish, he was more in control. He was able to be careful. So it sounds like Rashi's saying one time, not because he can't be careful, but because you have to take it off tadir. And Tais is saying a different time because it's too hard to be careful. But I want to shtim the two. Because about the first question we asked, is it patur or also asur? So the Magen Avraham in Siman Lamed Ches brings a raya from Taisus that it's Aser, because Taisus, if it's only Pater, what's his kasha, why Rebbe would fill him? Rebbe wanted him to chayv himself, even though he's Pater. And it says, the Tarit says, because Rebbe was Kaddish, he could be careful. It sounds like anyone else is not Kaddish. So Mela, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. So Mela, Zak the Magen Avraham, Mechayla Mayim is Aser to wear tefillin. But then the Magen Avraham says, that if you're only going to wear tefillin, b'shas, Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So that's not so hard to be careful to stop for Afacha for the few minutes it takes to say Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So to put on the tefillin for the 10-15 minutes it takes for Krishma and Shmoneh Esrei that you could do if you're Chayla Mayim, there's no Isser. So the Aruch HaShulchan Eifenard, Nemdon, now when the Magen Avraham said that if he could just to put on Krishma and tefillah, there's no Isser, he also meant that he's Mechuyiv. So he asked the Kash and the Magen Avraham, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, they already wrote that the minig is only to wear tefillin by Krishma and tefillah. The minig is not to wear tefillin the whole day. So if you mechuyiv to wear tefillin by Krishma and tefillah, which is the only time that anyway people wear tefillin, so why would they be seisim and say you're potter from wearing tefillin? Bishlai min Gemara or the Rambam. When they say they, when ending on, people wear tefillin the whole day. When you're saying you're potter, it means you're potter the whole day. Like this case of Rami Beit Amri. He wasn't davening, he wasn't wearing tefillin during the day. So if Chista asked him why not, he says, Zechay l'mayim. So then we could say in the Kimta that l'maysa, once a day, for Krishma and tefillin, you have to put on tefillin. But the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, that Nemdan, that people only put on tefillin, were going with the minig, that they only put on tefillin by Krishma and tefillin, so why they would say some and say Yipater, if anyway you mechuyiv by Krishma and tefillin? So that's what Aruch HaShulchan says, Avadar Pshat in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch is that Yipater Lagamri. Now, he holds it's not like the Magen Avraham, but I think the Magen Avraham is 100% maskim. The Magen Avraham is saying like this, Shulchan Aruch says Yipater. The Magen Avraham is mechadish, a new halacha, that you're not only Yipater, but it's Aser. And then the Magen Avraham is saying that by Krishma and Tefillah, it's not Aser, it's mutter to wear tefillin. Because you could be Nizir. And the Magen Avraham is right that it's Aser, because Taisa says only Rebbe, because of his Kedusha, he was able to wear tefillin. And also he says that Rami Beit Amri, if you were allowed to wear tefillin, he wouldn't have patted himself. That's what he names on. He would have worn tefillin anyway. So I think the Magen Avraham is only going on his new din that it's Aser. A Chayel Amayim is Aser to wear tefillin the whole day. Except if you have Kedusha like Rebbe, and that's Rami Beit Amri didn't wear tefillin. But a Chayel Amayim is mutter to wear tefillin just for Krishma and tefillah. But Chayiv? Avad the Magen Avraham is maskim to Aruch HaShulchan that you potter even though by Krishma and tefillah. It's just it's not Aser. So Mela, I think it's good that Miyashiv Rashi together with Tosfos. Rashi explaining why you potter legamri. And that the Teretz is because it's a big tircha. And that tircha applies even for just Krishma and tefillah. Lamayim says it's hard to find the exact right time where you could put it on and then be very careful and maybe you'll have to take it off and try again later. But it's hard. So therefore, it's Patel Gamri. The Mishkan is Yankiv in the Tshuva Simen Nun. He says, Pshita doesn't mean if he's actually going to be Mafiach and he knows that he's going to Mafiach with a tefillin. You don't have to say Chaylamayim is Patel. It means he's going to try hard not to. And he believes he'll be successful. But he's still Patel because it's too hard. So that's what Rashi means. About the Ptur, is because you have to take it off. You're constantly going to have to take it off. It's a tzar. So you're not Chayiv B'Chay Gavna. But if you want to, just for a short time, you're allowed to. But Taish is going on wearing it the whole day. Then there's an Isser. Because to wear it the whole day, even if you decide that you're going to do it, but eventually it's going to come a day afacha. It's not just for a few minutes. It's you're not going to be able to be an Isser. So that's the Isser. So really there's two dinim. You're part of the gamut. You don't have to wear it at all. And the reason is because it's a tircha to be chaylitz. But that, you'd be allowed to wear it just for a short time, for Krishma and Tefillah. But to wear it for a long time, to wear it for the whole day, that's Aser. And that's like Tezin Suvis Kavdalad, because he'll come a day afacha. That's only mutter for someone like Rebbe, because of his Kedusha, he won't come a day afacha. Now the Gemara goes on with this story. Rav Chista asked the Mamalei, my taima less lachuti. He saw he didn't have tzitzis, and he asked him, why don't you have tzitzis? I'm wearing a talis which is borrowed. If it's the talis is borrowed, so for the first 30 days, you're potter from tzitzis. And Taisa says that midereisa, you're potter from tzitzis even after 30 days. There's no chilik midereisa between 30 days and after 30 days. Just miderabanan, once you have it for 30 days, so it already looks like it's yours. And then, midarabanan yichayev in tzitzis. So Taisus brings down, a little bit later in Taisus, that you wouldn't be allowed to have klayim b'tzitzis. Normally, if you have a beged shel pishtan, so there's a halacha that you're allowed to have tzitzis of tzemer in a beggar shofishtan, if you have tchelis, we don't do it because you don't have tchelis, but if you have tchelis, the tchelis has to be wool, and pishtan is linen, so you wouldn't be able to mekai in the midst of tchelis without doing shatnis, without having wool and linen, so therefore, you lie to have wool, al sedinah vasei dechalesa say. So Taisus brings the Yesh Mefarshim, that in this case where the talus doesn't belong to you, it's a talus she'ulos, even though after 30 days you mechuyiv in tzitzis, but you wouldn't be allowed to have shatnis, you wouldn't be able to put wool tzitzis of tchelis in a linen meged, because midiraisi a potter. So there is no mitzvah deraisa that you're being mekayim by putting in tzitzis. So you don't have the asei dechalesa say, so you wouldn't be allowed to have tzitzis of klayim. So here Taisus says, the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, it's in other places in Shas and Menachos, and it's also in Yevamos, that he holds that Klayim B'Tzitzis is Hutra, not the Chuyah. And therefore, even if there's no Kiyum Mitzvah, there is no Isser to wear Klayim B'Tzitzis. L'mashal, if you have an Isha, or you're wearing Tzitzis B'Layla, where there's no Mitzvah of Tzitzis, but still, you're allowed to wear the Klayim B'Tzitzis is Hutra. And it brings the Rai from the Gemara there in Menachos, that says even if the beggar already had tzitzis and you're putting in more tzitzis, that also is a heter. Even though normally, by asei dechalaisa say, it's only when you need this to be over on the lav in order to mekayim nasei. If it's efshel lekayim shneim, you wouldn't say asei dechalaisa say. And here you see not that way, and Taisus also brings a raya from, let's say you have a wool beggar, you're allowed to put in linen tzitzis, where there certainly you could use wool tzitzis, elamai, once there is a mitzvah of tzitzis in the beged, the klayim b'tzitzis is hutra. That's Taisa Shita. Now, the Gemara in Menachah says that the Rabbanu were geizer not to wear klayim b'tzitzis, because egzei mishum ksus laila, that if they're going to allow you to put in wool tzitzis in a linen beged, maybe you'll do it by a ksus laila, a ksus which is worn by night. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's hutra, so what's wrong if you wear it by night? So Rabbeinu Tam says that means a ksus laila. That means a ksus is miyuchet for laila. It's a night garment, it's a beggar which is only worn by night, and therefore, that beggar, there is no mitzvah tzitzis on that beggar, because the mitzvah tzitzis is behind. And therefore, since there is no mitzvah tzitzis, so there's no heter of klayim b'tzitzis. But it doesn't say, Xayir, that you might wear it by night, because you're allowed to wear it by night. Even though there's no Mitzvah Tzitzis by night, you're allowed to wear it by night. There'll be no Issur Kalayim. It's only a Ksus Laila, because on this Beged, which is only worn by night, there is no Mitzvah Tzitzis B'chlal. The Rambam, though, says that you don't wear Kalayim B'Tzitzis Minarabanan. Xeri, you might wear it by night, and the Kesem Mishus Medayik from the Rambam, that he doesn't hold like a Beinu Tam. And he holds that if you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah at the time, so then there's no heter of klayim, will be dechuyah. So the Karen Ayra in Menachos Daf Mem and Beis is bothered when the Rambam brings a din that a talis shula is patur from tzitzis for the first 30 days. After 30 days it's chayiv. The Rambam doesn't say anything that you can't have klayim in such a beged. So if the Rambam holds that by night, hayeshi napping mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, you wouldn't have heter for klayim. So why wouldn't they hold the same thing by a talis shula after 30 days? Since midiraisa there's no mitzvah tzitzis, how would you have a heter for kalayim? So the Karen Ayri says a tremendous chiddush, that he says that the Rambam must hold that after 30 days is a chiyuv deraisa. He's not meirich, but it sounds a little shver. We would come the shir, we would become a chiluk between 30 days and not 30 days deraisa. The din is it has to be your beged, ksuscha, so why after 30 days would it become your beged? Taisus is naming on that a sheila could be considered yours if it's a long-term sheila, and 30 days makes it akopanim legabe hilchas tzitzis to be considered yours. It's a shver zach. The ksav seif in his chedushim here was also bothered by the same kasha. He held it was leinitin li'amr that there's a chilik midiraisa of 30 days. Because of that, he wanted to go not like the kasha of Mishnah and say that the Rambam would hold that even if you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, there'd be a heter of klayim like Rabbeinu Tam. That was the Rishayim who speak about it in Yevamos. They're a little bothered with Rabbeinu Tam. They're a little bothered to say that it should be hutra. They want to learn that the raya, the marshal by a beged pishtan, that you light it with talas shel tzemer, is going that you don't have any tzitzis of Pishtan. All you have is Tzitzis of Semer, and then it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Or that Gemara is not going like Rish Lakish, and that Gemara holds even when it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim, you say a Seder Chalaisa Zeh. But if you're not being Mekayim the mitzvah at all, they neman, that you wouldn't say that it's Mutta to have Klayim. The Rabban there in Yevamis asks Akasha that we learn out a Seder Chalaisa Zeh from Klayim B'Tzitzis. The Gemara says that in a few places. If by Klayim B'Tzitzis is Hutra, how would you learn out the din of a Seder Chalaisa Zeh from Klayim B'Tzitzis? It's not a Seder Chalaisa Zeh, it's Hutra. Rabbi Chanan in Kaivit Tzaris, in Simen Tassai's Gimel, he says that Enechinami, it's Hutra, but the pshat is it's really only Hutra, it starts with a Seder Chalaisa Zeh. Because if there was no mitzvah tzitzis in the Beged Bechlal, it wouldn't be Hutra. If you have a Beged of Gimel Kafes, or a Beged of Ksus Lailo, or a Beged which doesn't have a mitzvah tzitzis, it wouldn't be Hutra. It's Hutra only because there's a din of a Seder Chalaisa Zeh, Bemis is an Isser of Klayim, but when you have a mitzvah tzitzis, that's the Echad Isser of Klayim. But it's a different type of a Seder Chalaisa Zeh. Normally a Seder Chalaisa Zeh is only the Chuya, the Tzarech, the Kiyam of Aseh. And this a Seder Chalaisa Zeh is Hutra, that once the Aseh, you need the Aseh to be Deich Chalaisa Zeh, the male that makes a heter in the Laisa Zeh, and now you'll have to be over on the Laisa Zeh, even when you're not being Mekayim the Aseh, like by Yitala Sheula, or by Yisha, or by Laila Ukadayma. But he's talking about it, he doesn't explain why would the Seder Chalaisa Zeh of Tzitzis be different than the other Seder Chalaisa Zehs? Why would you say by all Seder Chalaisa Zeh that it becomes Hutra? What should be the chiluk between the two? I saw Rav Nachum in Yevamis says the Svar will say it bekitzer that the Seder is Deich Chalaisa Zeh ba'ifen that there could be a kiyum of an Seder. If Tchui is enough to make that you should be able to mekayim the Seder, so it wouldn't do more. It would just be Deich. But by Tzitzis, if it would only be Dechuya, you still wouldn't be able to Mekayim Naseh, because Adarabba, you'll say the Beged is not a Beged of Levisha Bechlal, because it's Shatnez. Me'echet Heisi is supposed to wear this Beged. Then we know Markham to say that you can wear the Beged and then be Mekayim Naseh to be Deichad Leisaseh. Don't wear the Beged Bechlal, if it's only Dechuya. Be'echet in order to Mekayim Naseh, the only way it can work is Valyidei Naseh, the Kalayim is Hutra, and then you'd be allowed to wear the Beged. So since you need the Hutra to make the Aseh B'deich Chalaisa Zeh, that's why it's Hutra. Thank Amakal Ma'arich here so much. But Al-Kobanim, what we said was, Taisa says that Midei Raisa, it's Pater all the time, that then after 30 days it's in the Rabbanan, and mainly brings Rishainim that hold that Eibazeh, there'll be no Heter if Kalayim B'tzitzis B'chai Gavna, because Midei Raisa, there's no Mitzvah, for Rebbein Tam holds the din of Hutra, that once there is a mitzvah tzitzis in the Beged, even if you're wearing it ba'ifen, there's no kiyum mitzvah, like it's she'ula, or belailo, or ba'isha, it would be mutter. And we said that the Rambam, the Kasamisha says, doesn't hold that way, and the Rishayim and Yavam Mesosa don't hold that way, and the Rambam is mashma, that the gzeri the Rabbana, not to wear klayim b'tzitzis, is gzeri that you might wear it by night, it says no din of hutra. But the Kedar is medayik in the Rambam, that for the after 30 days, there wouldn't be a heter of klayim b'tzitzis. And the male of Karenari says a b'chiddush that the Rama must hold that after 30 days, there's a din chi of deraisa of tzitzis. Now, Taisa talks about another thing. If a tal is sh'ula, you can make a bracha on. Fair to get alacha l'maisa. If you borrow a tal from someone, could you make a bracha? So Taisa says you shouldn't make a bracha. And he says, an isha can make a bracha even though she's p'turah. And many Tamils and Nashim can make a bracha on Sukkah, on Lulav, on Shefer, even though they're Pater. But there, someone else would be Chayiv. Now, Shein can hear everyone's Pater if it's not theirs. So, Mamela, you wouldn't make a bracha. But then he says, Afa Pekena Mavarech Lehifsit. So, the Chayiv, you see a big Yisait from the Taisis, even though he was claring to say you don't make a bracha, the Chayiv is Bechlal Lo Dimyon. And Isha the Pshat is she has a Kiyam Mitzvah. That's why she makes the Bracha. There is a Kiyam Mitzvah. She's not Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah. But Al Kaponim, she's a Bar Kiyam of a Mitzvah. So that's where Rabbeinu Tam holds it. Even if you're not Mechuyiv, you can make a Bracha. The Rambam Shita is no. If you're not Mechuyiv, you can't make a Bracha Vitzivanu. But that's a Shaila. When you have a Kiyam Mitzvah, when you're not Mechuyiv, could you make a Bracha or not? But a Tal HaShula, L'chayin is Bechalo Mitzvah. Aksus Laila Lamashal. Is it sad that you can make a bracha? So the chayyah, you have to say that Taisus is naming on that a tala shula is not a din, that it's not a mitzvah b'chlal. It's not, there's no din lachem be'etzim in the mitzvah. It's not like esrig, where if it's not yours, you can't be mekai in the mitzvah, it's the tanai in the kiyah in the mitzvah. Tala shula is also din in the chiyav. But be'etzim the kiyah mitzvah you'll have even by shula. As el lachayr daf mezogin. Now since you have a kiyah, so Taisus is saying good. So what's the pshat that by an isha, you can make a bracha by a kiyam, and not in this case. So it's making a chilik, a svar l'chalik, that if an isha does a ma'isa b'etzim, it's a little bit shay. How could you say v'tzivanu if you have no chiv? But if you're doing a ma'isa, which if a bar chiv would have done the ma'isa, it would be a chiv, I've deemed ma'isa past the bracha. Mashengen, if you're doing a ma'isa which nobody has a chiv, I've deemed ma'isa past the shkin bracha, and he says, afbekein ha'mavarech lehivsid. Because it is Shashayach Ebracha. I'm mentioning this because the Eilis Tamin in Simon Yadalad has a Shaila, a Talish Ula with Tzitzis, so you let it go out to Rishus Rabbim with the Tzitzis and the Talish Ula. And again, Dika Shaila, someone has a Talis, it's not his, he's borrowed the Talis, is he allowed to walk with this Talis in Rishus Rabbim? So the Eilis Tamin says, since you can make a Bracha, so Mela is a Raya that it blames a Nei Talis, and Mela, you could go out with it, Rishus HaRabim. Limes and Naital. So Mishamura brings us down. So the Ma'amaycha asked him, what does that do with bracha? Bracha is a shayla. The Rambam holds, you don't make a bracha because you're not b'chuyiv. Taisus holds, you do make a bracha. What is the shaykh's bracha to hear? So then will be a machlekes Rambam and Taisus if you go out with it, Rishus HaRabim. Bracha is one shayla, and go out with it, Rishus a different shayla. But I think the Eilis Tamid means like this. If the pshan is a talashul is bechlal no kiyum, so then the tzitzis is a masri. There's no kiyum mitzvah bechlal, so it will be a masri. Now, Shagin, since you see that Taisa says you can make a bracha, he claims you can make a bracha. He says, I'm a varech lehivsid. He makes a chilik between this and isha. So you see, there is a kiyum mitzvah. Once is a kiyum mitzvah, so the gabi itzah, all you need is a kiyum mitzvah. So everyone hold that would work. For a bracha, maybe you need a chiyuv, or you need an eifin that at least some people will be mechuyiv. For going out on Shabbos, all you need is a kiyum. The Ikar Eilis Tamin wants to say is that you see from the fact that there's a bracha, there is a kiyum. Al Kopanim, the Rosh brings down this whole thesis that, discussing if you make a bracha, is it like Isha? It's not daimit to Isha, because by, in this case, no will be mechuyiv v'chai gavna, and then he brings him a bracha lehivsid, and then the Rosh is lean nearer that avadi you make a bracha in a tala shula. And he says, because a talis shul is potter from tzitzis, it means if you borrow a talis, if it doesn't have tzitzis, you're not mechuyev to put in the tzitzis. But if you borrow a talis with tzitzis, I'd rather you'd make a bracha. And he says a svara because, why is he lending it to you? He's lending it to you in order to make the mitzvah tzitzis. So mele, avadi is giving to us amatana manas lahachzir, he wants it to be yours. He wants you to borrow it, but even that you should be able to do what you're supposed to be doing with it, which is being Mekai in the Mitzvah Tzitzis. If the only way to Mekai in the Mitzvah Tzitzis is if it's yours, so it means it should be yours. Nazak the Rosh. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yadalin, Sif Gimel is saying, that Talas Shula is Pater. If you borrow a Talas without Tzitzis, you're not Mechuyev to put in Tzitzis. But if you borrow a Talas with Tzitzis, even before 30 days, you can make a bracha. And the way the Paiskim bring the Tam, Rav Paiskim is Mamish's Tam of the Rosh, that if he gave it to you, it's Avad al Das, that you should be able to be kind the mitzvah. If you have to be kind to be kind the mitzvah, so he gave it al Das, that you should be kind it. But the Rosh in Hilchus Tzitzis in Menachos, in the end of Menachos, he has a Hilchus Tzitzis towards the beginning. I think he's saying a different svarim. And I saw in the Maimon Mordechai, this Nakuda, and that's the svar he starts off with here. The svar that he says that he's giving to Maldas that he should be Mekai in the mitzvah, and if he's giving Das to be Kaina, is like a second svar. Because there he says that the minig in Ashkenaz was that let's say somebody wanted to dive in Slichas, and they dive in Slichas before Alayis HaShachar, it was still night, so he wasn't sure what to do, because there's a shaila if you have a ksus yoyim and you're wearing it by night, ayim achuyiv in tzitzis, it was a suffix. So they would borrow a talis from their friend. And Zok Rosh, it doesn't work. Because in a talis shula, you also have to make a bracha. So Mel, this Eitzah of borrowing a talis from your friend kedei not to make a bracha doesn't work, because on a talis shuli you also make a bracha. So Rabbi Kivenga in the Shulchan Aruch asks a kasha, says he doesn't understand if the whole svara is that he's giving to you al das that you should do the mitzvah, and the mele he means to be magnet to you, here for keret, you have your own talis, why are you asking your friend for a talis? Because you're not sure, you don't want to own talis, because you don't know about a bracha. See, so Badafka asking him to have a talis, but you don't have to make a bracha. So for Shteitzach, he's not being magnet to you then. So why does the Rosh say it doesn't work? Zayis v'ayin, l'chayit is a pashat eitzah, even if he's giving to Aldas to be kaina, but you're borrowing it Badafka not to make a bracha, so just have in mind that you're not kainit. Even if he's giving to be kaina, but if you decide not to be kainit, you can't be kaina bar karchai. That's what the Mishabur brings to the Derech HaChaim. If someone lends you a talis to daven for Omer, you don't want to make a bracha, so just have in mind not to be kainit. So what's pshat in the Rosh and Menachas? So the Chayit, the Rosh is saying a different thing. The Rosh is saying that the din of talis shulis potter is that you have no chiv to put on the tzitzis. But if the tzitzis is on already, the etzem kiyum mitzvah is mamash the same kiyum mitzvah. It's not the pshat that I mean mekayim and mitzvah have no chiyuv to do. I have no chiyuv to put it on. But if it's on already, the owner put it on. So that's mamash, the same mitzvah tzitzis as if it would be mine. That's what the Rosh is saying. So there is no p'tur bracha by a talis shula. Here he's legging to another knench that even if you're going to say that no, that if it's not yours, even after the tzitzis is on, that's not be mekayim a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's only a mitzvah chiyumis. And he's saying, but since he wants you to mekayim the mitzvah, and he understands that you want to make a bracha, so if, emtem tzolayim, you have to be yours to mekayim the mitzvah, so mainly means that it should be yours. But the Rosh in Menachas is saying a different thing. The Rosh in Menachas is saying, even if it's not yours, but once the Bailam put on the tzitzis for himself, and this talis is a talis mitziyetzis, so there's no din talis shulu b'chalal. Talis shulu is a talis, it's not mitziyetzis. The shalos are mechuyev to put in tzitzis, talis shulu is pater. Now saying in a talis that is mitziyetzis, there's no geroyin in a talis shulu b'chalal. And like we're saying, there's a big nafkamina. The Paiskim seem to them on the svar like the Rosh says over here, because that's his das. So mele, we have that etzel like the Derech HaChaim says. Now let's say your das is not to be kainit, the Vadi wouldn't make a bracha. And also the Marshal, the Taz, they've had ice, that's only if you're borrowing a talis for a mitzvah. Let's say there happens to be a beggar, they don't really have such begotten today. But let's say there happens to be a beggar that you want to wear out to beggar. You're wearing a robe or a kapata, whatever it is. And that particular beggar happens to have four corners. You know, they wear it without tzitzis. And instead of rounding off a corner, he decided he'll just put on tzitzis on the beggar. So then you wouldn't make a bracha on it, because you're not borrowing it for a mitzvah. You're borrowing it, you want to wear the robe, or you want to wear the jacket. Happens to have tzitzis. But he's not giving it to you for the mitzvah tzitzis. He's giving it to you stam to wear the beggar. So mainly you wouldn't say that he's giving it to you al das, that should be a matan omenas lachzer. Hashegel lefi the Rosh and Menachas, so then you'd be mechuyev to make a bracha in all cases. Lemais, like we said, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you do make a bracha in a talis shula, and that's how Reiv paskin paskin. But the Marshal and the Taz and others are bothered because they say by Esrig you don't find such a thing. By Esrig, if you borrow an Esrig, it says you're not yetsa. You have to give it to matana manas lahachzer. So they're bothered to understand the chiluk between Esrig and tzitzis. The Achreinim amayrich about it. But the Mishnah Berurah says the Ikar P'sak is you do make a bracha on the talis shula if it was al kapanim, if it was given to you for a mitzvah. There's also a big discussion that the Mishnah Berurah talks about in the early, the Paiskim talk about. What's it then if someone just gives you a talis to get an aliyah or to daven for the amid, ukadayma? And another very negated kashayla, what's it then if you take the shul talis like most people do when they get an aliyah? For the daven from the Amid, they take a shul talis. Is there a din to make a bracha? So there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Achreinim, the Al-Yirab, and others, that there, l'kuli alma, you make a bracha. Even according to the Paiskim that hold in a talis shul, you don't make a bracha, but a shul talis is not a talis shul, it's a talis shul shudfim. A talis shul shudfim, you make a bracha. And some say another svara that they bind the talis al-das, that anyone who uses it should be his when he's using it. The halacha is bothered. Why need that svar? It's not. It's a talis shul shutfim. Al kapanim, That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and other Achrayim say that any time you're using a shul talis, you make a bracha. Now the minhag today is not that way. The minhag today is people don't make a bracha on a shul talis. It's a little bit shver. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Shaar Ephraim that says in Nusach that if you're not wearing the talis to wear the talis, not pshat, you want to wear the talis. You're just doing it for kavod. You're doing it for kavod at tzibur. You have a talis when you're davening for the amid, or when you're going for an aliyah, or he mentions about kaddish, he used to put on a talis for kaddish also. So you wear a talis, and you don't put it over your head. He says you're not doing ituf with it. You're not wearing it l'shem, wearing a talis. You're wearing it for kavod, so merely, you don't make a bracha. The Bialach himself is bothered with that svar. He says, what does that mean? Of course you're wearing it. What's the pshat? Who says it's such a svar that if you're wearing it for kavod, you don't make a bracha, and that day you don't have ituf? You see, the ituf is not likuva. But the Shaar Ephraim says, if you want to make a bracha on the shul talis, so under Abba, you should taka do ituf with it, and say that you're mechaven to wear it for wearing it, and then you can make a bracha. But today, it seems that minig is mamish not to make a bracha on the shul talis. Could be they're being soymech on the Shaar Ephraim, and he brings it also from the Lechem Chamudais, that you're not wearing it to wear it, you're wearing it to, just to go down for the amen. And chanami, let's say somebody doesn't have a talis, and he comes to shul and he wants a talis to daven, he takes a shul talis, say nechanami, you should make a bracha. Because I didn't see anyone with a klarkeit, befrat that we paskin bika talis shul, you do make a bracha. And a shul talis, Achreinim is saying, even if you're a talis shul, you don't make a bracha, you make a bracha on a shul talis. I don't see la locha any good reason not to make a bracha on a shul talis, except for these Achreinim that are saying, stam, nothing to do with the shul talis, wearing a talis just for covet, not l'shem levisha, that alone wouldn't be mechayev bracha. V'tzarechim b'chol anal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daven shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.